The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Hebrews 3:6 says, "We are His house, if we hold fast." How are we His house? What is this referring to? This is Grace in Focus. Glad you've joined us today, friend. Grace in Focus is a radio ministry and a podcast of the Grace Evangelical Society. We'd love for you to get to know us better by going to our website, faithalone.org. And see all that this ministry is about. You'll find many free articles there, as well as free ebooks, and also you can purchase books at our store. Bob Wilkins' latest book, Grace is Still Under Siege, is available there. And we are still accepting registrations for our annual national conference coming up in a few days. Get registered and we will see you there. Our website again, faithalone.org. Now with today's question and answer discussion. Here are Bob Wilkin and Ken Yates.
We have a great question. It's one of the warning passages in the book of Hebrews, but it's not the one that is normally brought up. Normally, it's Hebrews 6 and Hebrews 10. But Bob, why don't you read who sent the question in and what is the question?
Okay, so the question is from Joshua, and Joshua says, "I'm trying to look through the book of Hebrews through the free grace perspective." And he says, "As I'm new to it, coming out of Lordship Salvation, and I'm stuck on Hebrews 3 and 4, specifically Hebrews 3, 6, which says, 'But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and rejoicing of the hope firm to the end,'" unquote. And he says, what did the author of Hebrews mean by "whose house we are if," and Joshua has "if" in all caps, "if we hold fast the confidence"? It sounds like the author is saying that the individual holds fast to their faith in Christ will remain a part of his family if their faith endures to the end. Well, that'd be the Lordship Salvation interpretation, right?
Yeah, the issue here in 3:6, as he points out, is we are his house. And a lot of people assume, I don't know a lot of people, but at least some people assume that the house here is the same thing as the temple, that we are the body of Christ, the church. They read this through that lens and they may say something like, we are his church if we hold fast. So I've been baptized in the body of Christ. I've been baptized into the church, if you will, going back to Ephesians, seated with him in the heavens.
Right.
So I am a part of the church if I hold fast. But when you look at the context here, in Hebrews chapter 3, Christ is being compared to Moses. And Moses was over a house in the wilderness. It was the tabernacle. I remember having Zane Hodges for Hebrews many, many years ago, and I think he gave the answer here, and I'm just stealing from him, that the tabernacle was a house of worship, a place where the nation of Israel came to worship the Lord. They made sacrifices to the Lord there, and the author of Hebrews is comparing Christ to Moses, that he's over a greater house. Now, what is this house? Well, it's a house of worship. And chapter 2 ends with the author of Hebrews reminding us that Christ is our great high priest.
Yes.
When we are a worshiping community, he is over the house. We have the privilege of coming together and worshiping with the body of believers. We come to him when we need grace and help and mercy in time of need. And he is describing the meeting of believers as this house of worship. Now, if I recall, Zane says that he is over the entire world, you know, he's a high priest over the entire world. But certainly as a gathering group of believers, that's the part of the house that I am worshiping the Lord in.
So the issue is not my salvation. The issue is my fellowship.
Right. And it's not that I'm a part of the body of Christ. The house here is a worshiping community. And I, as a believer, can choose to withdraw from that. I cannot withdraw from the body of Christ. I have been baptized in the body of Christ once and for all. but I am a part of a worshiping community, and I can certainly give up on that. And by the way, that's what's going on in the book of Hebrews, right? Look in chapter 10.
And by the way, you wrote a book on Hebrews, right, Ken? You have a commentary on Hebrews?
Yeah, Partners with Christ. Yes, and I address that in the book. But in Hebrews chapter 10, the author of Hebrews reminds the readers to keep meeting together, to encourage one another. Look in verse 19. Therefore, brethren, this is Hebrews chapter 10, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God.
There it is.
There it is. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. And then in verse 23, let us hold fast the confession of our hope. That goes right back to chapter 3, verse 6, holding fast our hope without wavering. Verse 24, let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. And here's the problem. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some.
That's good.
Some have already stopped doing this. So we have a high priest over a house of worship. When we meet with other believers, we are there to encourage one another, to stimulate one another to good works. But these readers were being persecuted for their faith, and some of them have withdrawn from that house. They've withdrawn because of the difficulties going on. And so another way to say that is we are a part of a house of worship with Jesus Christ as our great high priest, but we can withdraw from that. We can choose to do that, but that's not the same thing as withdrawing from the body of Christ.
Okay, that's a very good point.
It's coming. It'll be here before you know it. What am I talking about? The Grace Evangelical Society's National Conference 2025, May 19th through 22nd at Camp Copus, an absolutely beautiful campground in North Texas, right on the lake with lots of recreation, great food, a great place to stay, wonderful fellowship, and wonderful Free Grace Bible teaching. Information and online registration now at faithalone.org/events. First-timers waive registration fees. faithalone.org/events.
Okay, that's a very good point. And let me ask a related question, because what Joshua was asking about was the word if. Well, the word if is found many places in Scripture, and look at 3:14. It also has the word if. Could you read 3:14, Ken?
For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end.
Notice that we have become partakers. This is the word metakoi, partners or partakers. And although it's not the same as the house of God, it's related in the sense that as long as we're part of the worshiping community, we remain partners, right?
Oh, absolutely. They're related. Yeah, we are as close associates. If we're meeting together, approaching the throne of grace through him as our great high priest. Yes, that is the house of worship. That's how we maintain our partnership with him. But that's not the same thing as eternal life.
No.
Being a partner with Christ is not the same thing as, well, I'm saved from the lake of fire.
So what Joshua, you need to recognize is this, that the scriptures are crystal clear that whoever believes in Jesus has everlasting life. John 3:16, John 5:24, John 6:35, 37, 39, John 6:47.
And there is no if there.
No if on any of those, right? But there are a whole lot of if statements in Scripture. In the book of Hebrews, you've got to hold fast in order to be his metakoi. Or I think of 1 Corinthians 15:2. By which you are saved, which I understand to be spiritually healthy, if you hold fast the word which I preached to you. There's if again, 1 Corinthians 15:2. And so we've got to continue to hold fast to Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection in order to remain spiritually healthy. What about 2 Timothy 2:12? If we endure, we shall also reign with him. Well, that's conditional.
Sure. And as Bob mentioned here, there's all kinds of if questions here. One that I've struggled with when I was just studying these issues, it says in Colossians chapter 1, verse 21, we were reconciled to him in order that we might be presented to him holy and blameless. And then he says in verse 23, if indeed we continue in the faith grounded. There it's talking about what Bob was just talking about in 1 Corinthians 15, to be healthy at the judgment seat of Christ. If I want to be blameless and holy on that day where the Lord says to me, well done, I need to continue in the faith. I need to be well grounded in the faith, walking in obedience.
And Ken, you can see how people get so confused by verses like this.
Sure.
Because they confuse eternal rewards with eternal salvation.
That's a huge problem in the church. Many Bible teachers don't see rewards. They don't consider the judgment seat of Christ. They don't see the importance of gaining his approval. If we're going to gain his approval at the judgment seat of Christ and be rewarded by him, then we need to continue in the faith. If we do these things, we will be rewarded. In Hebrews 3, we are a part of the worshiping community if we continue to meet with other believers and approach Christ. And if we do, we are his partners if we do those things.
The author of Hebrews uses the term confidence, and he also uses the term hope, that we're to hold fast to our hope, we're to hold fast to our confidence. Wouldn't we say, Ken, that what he's talking about there is the soon return of Christ and ultimately the judgment seat of Christ? We know we have eternal life, but the question is, we don't know how we're going to turn out at the judgment seat of Christ, so we need to hold fast to the hope of Christ's soon return.
And we could also say it like this, we have confidence and the hope that he's going to reward us if we're faithful to him.
So Joshua, great question. I really like it, and I would encourage you to keep studying through Hebrews. You might want to get Ken's commentary on Hebrews that we have at faithalone.org. You can check it out. I think it's vitally important you to see the distinction between rewards and the free gift of everlasting life. Rewards are earned, everlasting life is not.
And on the GES website, there's going to be lots of free blogs and free magazine articles you can get on the same topic.
All right, Ken, and everyone, let's all, because this applies to Ken and to me and to all of us, keep grace
in focus.
Read many from our library of thousands of free magazine and journal articles online at faithalone.org/resources. That's faithalone.org. Did you miss an episode of Grace in Focus that you really wanted to hear? Just come to faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. We have all our past episodes right there on the site. Our team is really great about answering questions, comments, and feedback. If you've got some, we hope to hear from you. Let me give you our email address so you can do just that. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. We hope you have a wonderful weekend. Spend some time fellowshipping with other believers under the teaching of a Bible-centered church. Let's get back together on Monday, and until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.